He is risen. What a great and wonderful truth that is. I heard this story of a Sunday school teacher. She had a class of third graders. She was telling them the Easter story. She was telling the third graders about how Jesus was crucified on the cross for the sins of the world, how he was buried in a rock-hewn tomb, how they rolled a massive boulder in front of the tomb, how there were guards on the tomb, and how for parts of 3 days there was sadness. But then on Easter Sunday, Jesus arose from the grave, and she was conveying this truth with great excitement, and her children in the class were getting all excited. And in order to get them to participate in, she asked, "And do any of you know what the very first words of Jesus were when he came out of the tomb?" And a little hand raises up. I know what Jesus said when he came out of the tomb. What did he say, Bethany? And she said, "Ta-da!" Ta-da! Christ is risen from the grave. It is the most important day in the Christian calendar. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. These words of the Apostle Paul. He says, "For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance." No other thing more important than this. "For what I receive, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. And after that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And then Paul adds, "And then he appeared to me." And it goes on in verse 14, chapter 15, 1 Corinthians, to say, "If Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. If Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile, and you're still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are also lost. If only in this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But," Paul says, "Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." Today, I don't want so much to preach a sermon as to simply share a testimony. And that testimony is this: I am a sinner. I am justly pronounced guilty by God because of my sin, because the Scriptures say all have sinned, including all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, including this pastor that gets up in front of you every Sunday morning to preach. I am justly pronounced guilty by God because of my sin. Were it not for the grace of God and Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, I would be hopelessly and helplessly condemned under God's judgment. I am not worthy to enter into God's heaven. But Jesus made it possible for me to enter into his heaven by cleansing me from sin. He washed it away through his shed blood. He died in my place. The judgment that I deserved, he took upon himself. And what he deserved, heavenly home, eternal glory, he has given to me. And what hope that gives. Lucy and Linus were sitting in front of the television set one day. And Lucy says to Linus, "Linus, give me a glass of water." And Linus looks up surprised. He says, "Glass of water? You never do anything for me. Why should I give you a glass of water?" And Lucy says, "Well, when your 75th birthday, I'll bake you a cake." And Linus got up. He headed to the kitchen and said, "Life is more pleasant when you have something to look forward to." Boy, oh boy, oh boy, do we have something to look forward to. There's a hymn that we sing. Living, he loved me. Amen. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified. Freely, forever. And one day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. What a glorious day that will be. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? I believe it with all my heart. May this be your faith as well. That he who believes in Jesus shall never die. If you've never trusted in Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord, my prayer today is that this Easter morning will be your ta-da day. It's my prayer and my plea that today you will finally see what faith in Jesus is all about. Thank you, choir, for singing about this glorious salvation that we have. It's my prayer today that you will see what this faith in Jesus is all about. That today, even though you may have heard it 100 times before, that today it might finally sink in, that today it might, you might finally understand, that today you might realize that you're a sinner in desperate need of a Savior. That today you discover the truth that Jesus is the only way to salvation. And that today you understand that to follow your own path is ultimately a path of destruction. But to follow the path of Jesus is to find life and life eternal. Rick Warren once said, "Jesus didn't die on the cross just to make you comfortable, so that you might have a well-adjusted life. His purpose is far deeper. He wants to make us more like himself before he takes us to heaven." This is our great privilege, our immediate responsibility and ultimate destiny, he says, to live under the lordship of God who saves us. There's another song we sing more in the contemporary service than in this, but we've sung it here. And it says, "Oh, that wonderful cross. On that, oh, that wonderful cross bids me come and die and find that I might truly live. to recognize that our own path is the way of death, that we must die to self to find true life in Jesus Christ. Today, we truly live because the resurrection of Jesus Christ tells us so. Because Jesus rose from the grave, so shall we who believe in him. And it's my prayer today that today might be your ta-da moment when you say yes to Jesus and you discover that wonderful miracle. And you just stand back in amazement and think what Jesus did for you, that you are gloriously saved. For all eternity, your sins forgiven, you are washed white as snow, once a sinner, now completely saved by the grace of God. What an amazing transformation. If it's never occurred to you before, may today be the day you look at yourself cleansed and renewed in Jesus Christ, and in praise to God, you just say, ta-da! May we pray. Our Father, you have done an amazing thing for us. Father, you have given us new life. You have loved us. And Father, it is my prayer that if there's any person in this room who has never had that ta-da moment, that today might be the day that they say, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins based on the cross of Jesus Christ. That today, Lord, bring me cleansing and wash my sins, which were as scarlet, white as snow, that we may stand before you holy and righteous, clean and pure, not by any merit of our own, but because of what your Son Jesus did for us on the cross. This we pray in Jesus' name. Would you stand? And as we close our service, the invitation is always given.